The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Holocaust survivor Tommy Reichenthal, who moved to Ireland in 1959, died on Sunday at the age of 90. He dedicated much of his life to giving talks in schools and colleges across Ireland on the Holocaust, teaching younger generations about the horror of it. And in the Irish Times this week, Alexandra Seneft wrote a piece about how it was her Nazi grandfather who sent Tommy and his family to a death camp, and then how she and Tommy met later in life. And I'm delighted to say that Alexandra joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Nice to be with you. Thank you.
Lovely to have you with us. So can you explain to us, and I know it's complicated, but talk us through how you and Tommy managed to cross paths initially before your meeting.
Actually, we didn't meet before. It was Jerry Gregg who was shooting for his documentary Close to Evil, and Jerry had been looking for a descendant of the perpetrators, the Nazi perpetrators in Slovakia. And when I learned that he was looking for somebody, I actually wrote back to him and said, listen, my grandfather was the so-called envoy of the Third Reich to Slovakia, and I really feel a great need to meet Tommy. He discussed it immediately with Tommy, and they said, yes, let's meet. And then we decided we would meet in Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia, where my grandfather was residing as a Nazi at the time until 1945. And so I got on a train and my daughter came with me. She was very hesitant at the beginning because she said, history is so far detached from me. I love your work, Mom, but I'm not really sure I'm so interested. But she came along anyway. And I was very, very anxious as I was riding on the train to Bratislava, because I knew that 35 members of Tommy's family had been murdered by the Nazis, and most likely on order, indirect order through my grandfather, because he signed the deportation orders. And I had no idea how would Tommy receive me, because he might have had feelings of hatred, of revenge, of being fearful of who is this granddaughter? Is she maybe evil as her grandfather was? I mean, there were so many feelings involved. So I was really, really upset and excited, and my heart was pounding. And when we arrived at Bratislava train station, there was Tommy standing, this lovely short man. I'm also quite short. And I got out of the train, and instead of kind of stiffly shaking hands, we immediately embraced. And that was such an emotional moment, because at that very moment, we realized we're on a kind of similar mission. We both think we must talk across the abyss of the past. And that was already a very, very moving moment. But of course, we knew we were going to spend quite a few days together shooting this film. And there were a few episodes where things could have gotten really wrong. I remember at some stage I said to Tommy, listen, would you accompany me to my grandfather's grave? It's an anonymous grave. His name is not written on it. And he was totally taken aback at the beginning, because he said, why do you want me to commemorate your grandfather, the guy who killed my family? And I said, no, Tommy, that's not the reason. You know, I wish I could go to that grave with my own family, but I cannot, because they have a different view on history and on the responsibility of my grandfather. They deny that he was guilty, and I do not. I came out publicly with it with my book. So I had a kind of abyss in my own family, and it was torn apart. So I thought, Tommy is probably the right person, emotionally speaking and intellectually speaking, to accompany me. But I knew it was asking a lot of him.
Can I ask you, Alexandra, had you intended, as you made that journey to meet Tommy, to ask him to go with you to the graveyard? Or did that occur to you once you had your conversations with Tommy and you felt a little more comfortable with him?
Absolutely. Yes, that was the case. I mean, I wouldn't have asked him in the beginning because then we would have not had any chance to build trust between us. He might have really wondered, what is this woman's mission? Why is she here? Why does she want to meet me? Does she want to alleviate her own guilt feelings? So we first needed to build a kind of personal emotional trust between us so I could actually put this question to him. And it was very courageous of him to come along with me because really it was like visiting the murderer of his family. And I will never forget the moment when we were standing above that grave and we spoke very quietly. And I said, "Tommy, I'm glad you're alive. You know, I mean, here we are together at this grave." And then suddenly he started calling the names of his family members that were murdered. And I remember I got so emotional. I burst out with tears. And and then we kind of held hands together, and it was a shared grief at that moment. We both grieved over those that were murdered. And he helped me even grieve for the fact that I had a grandfather that was a war criminal and a grandfather that I actually never met because he was executed as a war criminal in Bratislava. So that was a very, very explosive moment. And it was a healing moment in many ways. And what was most moving for me was that I realized my daughter, who had been so hesitant to come on that trip with me, was suddenly fully with it. She was completely engaged emotionally and cognitively. She actually realized that history is within us. It's alive in us all. And that it also has something to do with her personally. You know, I mean, she's the great granddaughter of Hans Ludin, who was the Nazi in Slovakia. So she realized she was also connected to Tommy's story. And the last really strong scene I remember is that we went to Tommy's former village where he was born in Slovakia. It was an ice cold January morning. And in the meantime, Jerry Gregg, the director of Close to Evil, had approached my daughter, who was then only 19 years old, and said, "Magda, you are the next generation. Don't you think it would make sense that you and Tommy talk in front of the camera?" And so Magda said yes, and we were in a car driving to that village, and I saw her taking notes. And she just sometimes turned to me and said, "Mommy, is that the correct way to say it in English?" And I didn't interfere. I said, "Yeah, that's good. You can say it." So I didn't know what was going to happen. And suddenly there she was standing across from Tommy, and they started talking, and he told her about his family history. And then suddenly he broke into tears and he said, "Magda, when I'm gone, will you remember? Will you remember?" And my daughter started crying and she said, "I promise, Tommy, I will remember." And myself as a mother and the whole team crew, we were all completely flabbergasted because that was such an immense moment where we all felt that Tommy had managed to pass on the message to the fourth generation, to the next generation. And for me, it was so moving too, because I realized I had my daughter by my side in the work I'm doing, which is not easy. It's emotionally very demanding.
What an extraordinary moment as you describe it. It takes us all right into the heart of it. And, you know, with Tommy's passing, I suppose it provides you with another moment to reflect on that and what it did for you. And you mentioned the word healing there. How do you look back on that meeting with Tommy? Is that what it was for you, a healing moment?
It definitely was a healing moment, Claire. However, you cannot really, you cannot undo history. History continues to live within us, and there are healing moments, but you cannot undo the guilt that was done. So it is something that I carry with me, the fact that Tommy was so generous to open his heart and reach out to me was definitely something extremely touching, although it was often I who reminded him, don't be too lenient, don't be too forgiving on those who did this to your family. Not in the sense that I asked him to be mean with me or to have any revenge feelings against me, but I simply wanted to make clear with him that although we share the pain, we still look at history from two different sides of the abyss, and that will always be like that. It will not ever change. But I think it gave us both strength to carry on with our respective work, talking about the past and why the past is still important today to be reflected on, and we gave each other strength, and that I think that was the most healing moment, really, that we were able to break the spell of the past, because we all live under the spell of the past one way or another, irrespective of our historical and political context. And I think by the fact that we managed to go out there together, and we did later, we were on Irish TV shows and radio programs, and Tommy and I were out there a lot together, but we were able to support each other. And I think that made us stronger, because we weren't out there alone. We were doing this work together now. And for that, I will be forever grateful to Tommy. And I have a picture here of him on my desk, and I get very emotional about this now, but I really miss him already. But he will not be gone. His message will continue reverberating inside me and my daughter. I'm Magda. I told her about Tommy's passing away, and she was very sad. And I said, do you remember the promise you gave him? And she said, of course, Mom, I remember. Of course I do. So I have my daughter to share this experience with Tommy with. And I'm also very grateful to Jerry Gregg, who at the time found me and made sure I could meet Tommy. And the whole team surrounding us during the shooting of the film was just wonderful, because it was not easy for either Tommy or me.
Well, what a privilege it is to speak to you. And we remember Tommy Reichenthal today, and hopefully for many years to come. Alexandra, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. That is Alexandra Seneff.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.